possibly even Main Street, if we're all caught up on that too. Plaza side will probably still be up until the end of month.
So they're also addressing the mold problem in your office with these renovations?
This is mold?
Mold.
The first step is to keep the water out, and it's just going to go away towards that. There's some more things doing. I saw you were coming through with cleaning people. You're going to do a big clean, bigger clean coming up, right?
Yeah, that's all going to be part of the next phase, I guess, if I want to call it.
I missed it. If you explained it to them, what you're doing with that.
We're going to have to sit down with probably most of the departments over there, kind of go over if there's any security changes, office changes, and kind of get a complete game plan put together of what all we want to do for sure over there, and then we'll go through and do restroom renovations, any office changes, heating, cooling, that sort of thing.
Heating and cooling will solve a lot of it, won't it?
Yeah. I walked in since it was raining. We still got water in there.
So what do you figure, another year on that, getting that contained?
Maybe unrelated to this immediate issue, but have you put in for more people in your budget?
I requested another person, which I don't... budgets haven't been approved yet.
Just one.
That's a start.
I've done that past couple of years, so...
Anybody have any questions of Kurt? Can we let him get out of here?
Thanks, Kurt.
Thank you for coming again.
I appreciate it.
Thanks,
Kurt. Okay, we'll officially call this meeting to order. It's our stenographer. You're entitled. Normally you're on time. Let the record show everyone is here.
Vanessa, are you going to get a guy coming up with a text board meeting about the fact that you were late to today's meeting?
Don't tell.
Anybody from the public making any comments? Does it look like it? I entertain a motion to accept the meeting for the minutes from last month's meeting.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Purchasing approvals are going around. Standing reports. Steve?
I just have the report I share each month with the committee. There might be a question about one of the bills that I paid this month, but I can answer that when we get to the bills or whatever if there's a question.
What'd you do?
Well, our blacktop area in the back at the basketball court was in dire need of ceiling. And so we called to get bids, and they said it really needed to be done right away or we'd have to wait till spring. And I was concerned about water getting in there, you know, causing serious problems with it. So I went ahead and asked for bids, got five bids. I have a little packet here I can share. I asked for five bids. Three of them submitted bids. I took the lowest bidder, and they came out 2 days later and sealed it and striped it and done.
So they sealed it before the little rainfall we had for a few days?
Yeah, and we had some serious cracks. I have some pictures there. We had some serious cracks that had to be filled with...
How much was it?
About $1,267. Next closest bid was $1,500, I think. Kind of a rush job because I was fighting the weather. I wanted to get it done before. They said that sealant would not soak into that asphalt unless they got done while it was still somewhat warm. So.
Any questions for Steve? Okay, Judy?
I don't really have anything new. We do have two purchase requests for probation. I don't know if you'd like me to discuss it now or wait till you do the bills. In one, it's portable radios, and the other is training.
Are you replacing the portable radios?
No, actually, this is something new for us, and these are for our high-risk officers, and we're doing it at this time so we can be compatible with the Sheriff's StarCom system. Okay. because what we have is no longer compatible.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So this is something that when they're out, they have one installed in the car.
We've apparently always had them in the car in the squads, but the guys have never had portable radios, and we think that this is probably going to be more versatile and, of course, a much better safety feature for the high-risk officers.
I think that's a wise purchase. Mm-hmm. Would you agree, Sheriff? Definitely. Okay.
And then the other is, through our federal grant money, we provided training for our officers last month and the previous month. Most of it was federal funds, like $10,000 was federal funds, and then we had to take an additional $2,400 out of our probation service fees fund to cover that. But that was, we had that large federal grant for 3 years, and we got training in each of the years, and the first year just expired September 30th, so we had to do the training prior to September 30th. So it's done, and now we have to pay them. And the beauty of this is that we can't afford to pay out-of-county funds for these kinds of trainings, and this is an international company. They're actually from Canada, and they do all the basic training for probation in the state of Illinois. So they are a top-notch vendor, so we're very fortunate to be able to use federal funds for this kind of thing.
Got any state checks lately?
Not that I'm aware of. They do kind of trickle in kind of slowly, and we always don't get notification of it. They go right to the treasurer's office.
Okay. Any questions for Judy? Mr. Van Nida.
Chairman, I'm going to keep this brief.
I got it. Don't worry. I'm timed.
We participated with the IT department and a PCI compliance audit. Got some feedback, some suggestions, but I'm happy to report to you that we are in compliance and that our citizens' information when they deal with us online is secure. And in addition to that, my chief deputy and I attended a circuit clerk's conference in Decatur this September, and one of the focuses of that conference was forensic audits, and we reviewed procedures and all the procedures regarding making sure that our material handling of monies is intact, and that we can have an auditing flow so that, you know, of course, any kind of problems would be identified. And I'm happy to report to you that as we're going through it, I would look at Dina, and she would look at me and go, "Hey, we've got that. Hey, we've got that." So, I was happy to see that. Of course, there's always improvement to be made, and that's one of the great things about training and partnering with these people who do these audits that make sure that we're at the very top of our game. The bad guys are out there, as you can tell from Home Depot and on and on and on, that they're always trying to figure out ways of stealing stuff. And of course, we have some of the smartest and best employees in the world. But every once in a while, a bad apple could cause some problems. So we have to have systems in place to make sure that if they do choose to do something bad, they get caught. And we're endeavoring to do that. How'd it go?
Well, about 4 seconds over.
76 million households were nailed by banking online.
It's one of the great benefits of bringing our networks over into with the IT department, because I'm telling you, the IT department in this county is top notch, and I've heard it from outside sources that they do a great job, and I think that they helped us especially one of the facts is that they had to be in compliance with, they had to be an extra level of security because they work with law enforcement, and we at the circuit clerk's office are benefiting from that. And again, I want to throw some kudos their way, and I'm proud that dropped the firewall and that we're all one network. It's a good thing.
I know they're tickled that you're taking an interest in using them, where I guess previously they didn't have that cooperation. And I think you've done a lot of good in your office in that brief time you've been there.
I think it's the best use of the resources, and even if some of our resources happen to help out the other county departments, I don't think that's a bad thing. I think that's actually a good thing.
Yeah. You want to explain this purchase order?
It's a geeky thing that comes from the IDT department. They told me that we need it because and as I reported to you previously, we added 9 million images to our system by getting rid of the 3,600 banana boxes of old files up in the upstairs in the Wood River facility. But this will help provide backup for all that. I don't know that they were quite prepared. They didn't know what they got themselves into when we said, okay, we're going to migrate across the street and into your stuff. So it's a sole source provider that they are doing business with, and they tell me that we need it, and I believe them.
That's a terabyte?
A terabyte is, well, Jamie would know. Terabyte is a lot more than a gigabyte.
It's 1,000 gigs.
A thousand gigabytes. It's amazing.
So, I mean, it's how much of that capacity will you use?
I'm afraid that it's going to use a lot of it.
Most of it?
Yeah, most of it.
It would just take up a lot more space.
Yeah, the images that we have, they're actually pictures of documents. So, you know, rather than taking the information and storing it off in the little packets, sometimes it saves space. A picture is a picture, and it takes up a lot of storage. So, but that's best because a picture, you know, can't be altered without leaving a footprint. And people can see that. So, it is. It's the document that's in there is the same. Now that we're approved by the administrative office as a file that's on the shelf.
So how much was that?
It's maintenance and support, $11,242. Any questions from Mark?
Do you need a two T's or something? I don't know what I am a geek but not a computer.
Well, you can always up it later.
Not a computer geek.
Yeah.
So.
You can buy additional.
Oh, that was on the record.
Memory.
You can buy a terabyte at Walmart for $100, but when you do it on a server and you got to have like RAID backup and stuff, it turns into a really expensive proposition.
Oh.
That turns into a whole different deal than just buying a drive.
Okay. Any questions for Mark? Thank you, sir. Sheriff Hertz?
Two things. Number one, you have the monthly report from the jail, which again almost mirrors last year's numbers. In fact, if we stay on track, that would be another low year of over 6,300 inmates at the jail, with the high year being about 15 years ago when we were actually over 9,000.
Wow.
So things are looking up there. Things are running pretty smooth at the jail. The second thing I want to address here is this is the last time that I'll appear before this committee. You have a meeting in November, which I've scheduled to be out of town. I won't be here. Major Wells will be at the November meeting. Your December meeting, I will no longer be the sheriff. I just wanted to say to this committee, which I routinely meet with on a monthly basis, thank you for the cordial relationship that we've had. You know, I've tried to not come in here and throw you a curveball, try to be pretty open on the operation of the jail, what we need, what we don't need, and I think that we enjoyed an atmosphere of mutual respect, and that part of business, I will miss that. But I just wanted to say that. Thanks for the help, not only that you provide me, but that you provide the operation at the sheriff's office. But because without the support of the county board, especially on financial matters, we just can't exist over there. So you have my thanks. I wish you the best. I don't plan to vanish. I'm not going out and buying a rocking chair to put it on the front porch of my house. I will move on to what I consider bigger and better things. Not necessarily better, but I don't plan to not work, but come December 1, I won't be working here. Thank you.
Thank you, Sheriff.
Sheriff, I just wanted to thank you. I mean, I've been here 8 years. You've been very respectful to me, and I guess the biggest compliment I can give is to see the respect that you showed my father over the time I've been around. Probably the most respectful person I've ever seen to my dad. I know he can be kind of goofy, but
like a son.
So can yeah. I. That's where yeah. we get the mutual.
And but just the respect that you showed him. I was telling Brad. I go. It just gives me chills every time I think about it because I see other people, even people in our party that. Who's Bob Walters? And I'm like, if you haven't been around the last 40 years, you probably don't know. But just that respect and the fact that I never saw R versus D. I just saw a man that was doing his job and the respect you showed everybody on this committee and the people in the county. So thank you for your years of service.
You see, Mike, that's the way I tried to lead my career, especially the 12 years as sheriff. As not a parochial politician, you know, it makes no difference to me who the offender is or who the victim is. Those people still are entitled to justice, and I don't look up their voting record or their politics. And I think that that's one of the things that has made the sheriff's office a pretty viable law enforcement agency is that even the people that work for me are not like that.
Therefore, you kept trying to lock me up when we were going through the tour.
Well, that's because you're getting one.
And you should have. And you still should be there. Yeah, I think on behalf of the committee, everybody would probably like to say thank you for your professionalism over the years, your service to the county. I think the Madison County Sheriff's Office is second to none in this area. And I think a lot of it is because of you and your professionalism. So I want to say thank you, and it's been a pleasure working with you over the years.
Thanks.
Okay. Stephanie.
Well, speaking of working together, last Saturday we had our prescription take-back day with the Sheriff's Department and the coroner's office, and we had a great turnout. It didn't start till 10. We had several people there at 9:30 ready to give their meds, and we give out free lock bags, so everyone wanted that lock bag. So we collected at the site over 135 pounds just from us. The Troy Police Department decided to go on and bring their drops for that day, so over 120 pounds. We collected just on Saturday over 155 pounds of meds. And I talked to Lieutenant Becker, and he said you guys had collected from your permanent site approximately 200 pounds as well, too. Mm-hmm. So there's another 355 pounds of prescription meds and over-the-counter meds, and everyone's hauling random pet meds, you know, to see it's out of people's homes and going to be destroyed. So, you know,
how do you destroy them? I know you said that
they
before.
Incinerate them.
Incinerate
DEA
them.
Picks them up. So that brings up another topic is DEA is not going to be sponsoring these events on a regular basis anymore, so we're going to be looking at ways on who we can partner with, because we can do them ourselves. You can partner with pharmacies. We were up at SIUE with the pharmacy school on Monday for an event that they had. You can partner with them. We'll continue, hopefully, to partner. I think it's important to partner with a law enforcement group instead of, you know, maybe just Walgreens doing it by themselves, because it's an important matter. So we'll be looking at that and probably have something in the spring. Another take back.
Why would the DEA give this up?
I think they're trying to put it out to have more groups be able to do it on their own and not limit it to specific, you know, two times a year. I don't know either why they're doing it. Again, we get such great feedback from people who are driving up. Thank you for doing it. It's a great program. Mm-hmm. We wish, you know, we try to tell people here are the permanent sites. You can go at any time of the year. There's more and more. When we first started doing this, there were a handful. And now we've got, I think, 10 sites throughout the county. We'll work on trying to get some more as well, too. So,
I think it'd be worthwhile. That this would be something you could maybe look into, a grant.
CBS has some grant money available. I think you have to have in place, the departments have to have in place who's going to be, you know, the disposal process is the key. Obviously, we would support, you know, so they'd have the law enforcement support. But that's kind of the plan upcoming, to see where we go and try to get boxes in every department. It would be great throughout the county.
Any questions for Stephanie?
Talk about the spending.
What? Oh, yeah, explain that.
This is for 5 Kodak scanners.
A little grumpy there, aren't you?
No, I was just...
Before you started to point it, you didn't say that to anybody else. You're rude.
I'm sorry. Would you please explain this to us?
This is part of the project that we have where we're integrating into the circuit clerk system. So this is for 5 scanners. These are going to be located in each division within the office. We've got 4 here and 1 over at the CJC. These will be dedicated to scanning documents straight into their system, leaving a lot of steps that no longer will have to take place. So they're going to be specifically for getting into their system.
Okay. And I
wasn't... Oh, and paid for out of the automation fund.
And I wasn't trying to... Yeah.
He just usually is. As mad as coffee.
Okay. Any new business? No business. Let's go on these purchasing requests for... I'll accept a motion, or entertain a motion for to accept the purchase of these 4 items.
So moved.
Second. Have a second?
Second.
Aye. Jesse?
Yes.
Liz?
Yes.
Terry?
Yes.
Jamie?
Yes.
Mike, can I say yes? On the monthly bills, any questions on those? Entertain a motion to pay the bills.
So moved.
Jesse and Art? Art?
Aye.
Jesse?
Yes.
Liz?
Yes.
Terry?
Yes.
Jamie?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Can I say yes? Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.